Stop Press. Policy Conference agrees to fight anti-union laws. Unite's Policy Conference began on the 11th of July with one of the most important discussions that will take place all week on fighting the Tory minimum service levels, MSL, anti-union legislation. Conference overwhelmingly, if not unanimously, passed motions opposing the laws, in particular Composite 10, which brought together motions from Le 1228 Waltham Forest Council Branch and Le 7384 Elbarts Health Branch. The Composite called for a campaign of meetings, rallies, demos and industrial action against these undemocratic Tory laws. It also called on the Trades Union Congress, TUC, to organise a mass demonstration and to coordinate action, including in the form of a 24-hour general strike. The motion was moved by Kevin Parslow of Waltham Forest Council Branch and a member of the Socialist Party. In his speech, Kevin made clear the potential power of the working class against a weak, divided Tory government. He reminded the conference of the mass movement of general strike proportions in 1972, when members of a forerunner of Unite, the Transport and General Workers Union, forced the release of the Pentonville Five Dockers and decisively defeated the Tory government. In his speech, Kevin reported that the National Shop Stewards Network motion had been passed unanimously at the RMT Transport Union Conference, and the RMT agreed to call a demonstration in the autumn. He said Unite must work with other unions and support that demo. Keir Starmer is due to address Unite conference on the 13th of July. Kevin called on the union to demand that where Labour is the employer, they should refuse to issue work notices, which they are not legally compelled to do. David Arledle, convener of Unite at St Mungo's, on indefinite strike, also spoke in the debate. A thorough analysis of the conferences will be in next week's Socialist,